Again. That's why I think that Mike will pick it up and watch it to make sure.
Okay. All right, we're back. I don't know how much we lost.
Well, did you hear the environment report?
Yeah.
There was 6 warnings. One of them was for speeding, 11 to 20 miles an hour over. That's a warning, I guess. Another one's for defective equipment. It was a warning. Warning, persons required to register. So if you don't register your vehicle, apparently you get a warning. Operating without a license. If you don't have a license, apparently you get a warning. Failure to display rear plate, and you get a warning for that as well. And operating without a license again, you get a warning for it. So I'm not sure what we're paying the Sheriff's Department for, but I guess it's to give warnings.
I'm ready to vote against paying them.
Well, town meeting's coming up.
Yep.
We can have that discussion, and maybe we'll put it out to bid and see if there's another town police department that would like to provide services to us. Not that we haven't had a sheriff in here and had this discussion.
A couple of times.
A couple of times.
Right? Yeah.
So it shouldn't be a surprise.
Nope.
Thank you, Rick. Now, 11 to 20 miles an hour with a speed limit is, I think, a pretty good, decent ticket.
Two running around with no license should be a good ticket.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Town point of town constable.
We do have two.
Got the wrong town constable.
No, you have to go through the police academy.
Current?
No. I lost my certification a long time ago. I didn't lose it. I let it expire.
We have a constable.
Yeah, but they have no powers.
Any police powers?
No.
No. All right. We'll move into still running. I can see it clocking out. We'll move into a carryover of cemetery boat greeter budgets and the use of a portion of the restricted highway funds per the resolution. Denise, what do you got for us?
Well, on December 24th, you guys signed the resolution to mm-hmm. move the money into the highway fund, and the auditor and VLCT suggested that just as a second layer of transparency, we, at a meeting, just say that, just you guys say that you're going to take that money from the restricted highway fund to pay for various projects that we have currently in the works that you have approved.
So Listers, their money, we wouldn't put that in there either?
Listers?
Their money from that they have left over from their budget?
We usually discuss that during budget time. You put it in the, it's a separate line item on the warrant.
But it's not the same as this stuff?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
So you need a motion? Or you just want to come to discussion?
Yeah, I just think we need clarification. Just have it in the minutes.
Okay.
As far as the resolution. You know, you have projects in the works already, and you'll take the money. What did you sign the resolution for? What was it, 100 and 100, some odd?
118? 118?
Seven.
Well, I don't know.
I can't remember now. 107,440. Yeah. So that portion of money to go for projects that you've already committed to completing. That just haven't been completed. But like the town clerk's office, like the rest of the land record preservation and that sort of stuff.
The money's been targeted for an area.
Yes, sir. Yeah. But just take it out of that.
Yeah, that's what we signed it for.
That's right. Yeah.
For clarification purposes, if we didn't do that with that money, it would have had to have been given back to the government.
Yep, to the federal government.
So this is ARPA funds?
ARPA funds, yes.
Yep.
So what do you want to...
Pretty much already did it.
I think we just clarified it.
Pretty much clarified.
Oh, okay. So it's just acknowledging it again.
Again.
Yeah.
Can you clarify what carryover of cemetery and boater greeter budgets? Is that the funds left over?
Yeah, the cemetery is...
I think, just a second, I think he had a...
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, I was just going to ask the ARPA funds thing. You guys talked about that at your meeting on the 24th that you approved the minutes of here tonight.
Just for what we just did. That was just clarification.
Sure, that's when you guys talked
about
it. Yeah. Okay. Same thing.
So the cemetery fund does not have a surplus. After I did the agenda, I was getting all my stuff together, and actually the cemetery fund is overspent by $6,942.
It's over by how much?
$6,942.
Okay.
What happened was we had paid in full for the signs. You know, we're going to get signs, granite signs made for both cemeteries. And one of the payments was going to be 2025. We paid the bill in 2024. Okay. So hopefully if the budget passes at town meeting, they'll just spend $6,942 less of the $20,000 that they use. So there was no carryover.
That money came out of their excess account.
Yeah, exactly. And then the boat greeter program, because we got fully funded for the grant this year, we have $14,802 carryover.
Wow.
We had a bunch of carryover money, and the grant was $19,000. You got the email, too, from Jennifer Hawkins that said we got fully funded. We should get that money. The rest, $11,420, should be coming by the 1st of February.
She said don't hold your breath, right?
No, she said I had called her, actually, just to make sure before we commit to it. And she said, no, it's going to be here. So the carryover is $14,802. So it would be nice to carry that over so we can put, I think we put $15,000 in the budget last year. If you guys put that in there again this year with the carryover money, we could go longer, have more hours.
So this $14,802, does that include the $11,000 that Jennifer's saying we're going to get? Okay, that includes that?
Yep.
Okay.
I want to make sure that we were going to get that and that it wasn't going to come. Yeah.
Now the building we put down there, is that still there? It's not a problem.
We had to move it.
You had to move it.
Yeah, we had to move it.
Okay, so you already did move it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Where is it? Your house?
No, her house.
Oh, what kind of deer hunting shack do you do now?
Yeah, it's in a nice spot, but she told me I couldn't sit there.
Oh, all right.
Liam could, but he couldn't.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you, Denise.
Well, it's just easier than bringing it all the way over here.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Now, I didn't know if we were able to leave it there, and I hadn't heard anything.
No, we can't leave it at the fishing access.
Yeah.
But we had no vandalism this year.
Good.
It was good. It was, and that program is really well received. They're busy.
Oh, the boat washing?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
So when we do the budget, we'll remember that we have money left over from this year.
Yeah.
We're going to have that discussion on either extending or...
Are they still talking about giving us a boat wash, or are we creating our own?
I haven't heard anything about that.
Pressure washer and all that good stuff?
That hot washer.
No, I didn't hear anything.
Okay.
You had looked into that.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. I got the book, or I don't know if Denise has got it still here or not, from Agway. But it wasn't hot water, though.
Okay.
We'd have to...
Right, and we need hot water, right?
Well, you should if you're going to... Yeah.
Yeah. Kill those things.
Yeah.
Well, they're more concerned about just washing the boat off, I think, making sure they don't get milfoil from one lake to another.
Yeah. I go down there every now and again just to see this... But to see the boat greeters and see how it's going and stuff. And I've watched the boaters go in and out, and the boat greeters go over, they talk to them, then they document it, they're a little like that. And it's really, it's good.
Yeah.
It's a good program.
Pays well.
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah, we've actually got another person that's interested in signing up this year.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So we had three last year.
Yeah, one isn't going to come back, so we're down to two, and three is ideal.
Okay. All right. Anything else on that line item? Nothing? Good. Sign orders, review and approve bank statements and journal entries. We've been doing that. Mm-hmm. I'll make a motion that we approve the orders that were presented to us this evening and to approve the bank statement and journal entry.
Mm-hmm. I'll second it.
Motion's been made and seconded. Didn't have to be.
Oh, that's right. My bad.
That's all right.
All habits.
Any discussion relative to that? It was one? Oh, just a...
We pretty much asked Mike and whatever
That was it. That was the only question I had. Okay.
So I know it's about a lot of money.
I did. It was the end of the year. Get all the stuff, nothing broke, so we can get the stuff that we needed. You know, okay. Some of the purchases were right at the end of the year. The tire chains, got spare tires, you know, that was spare blades, spare conveyor chains.
As long as you're within your budget, that's
why a lot of it was last week.
Why we have a budget.
You wait to make sure nothing's going to break down and you have to go over budget. And now we got spare parts.
Okay.
Nothing wrong with that.
So a motion's been made. Any further discussion relative to the orders? Hearing none. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed, no. Ayes have it. Motion carries. Down to unfinished new business. Does anybody have anything left over?
Just that email I got about ethics liaison.
Oh, okay.
I don't know what, if anything, you want to do with that.
Do you want to do anything with it?
I don't want to do anything with it.
Well,
what's it called, Rick?
Ethics Liaison. Vermont Ethics Liaison is requesting us to appoint somebody as Ethics Liaison.
That's so if there was something not ethical going on, there would be a point person to deal with it.
BLCT hasn't sent us anything on that, so.
Well, this is, if you look at the email I got, I asked Denise if she got one. No. She said no.
I didn't get one.
You didn't get one?
Yeah. It might not be the last you see of that topic.
What's that?
It might not be the last you see of that topic. I was at Coventry covering their select board meeting, and their administrator told them that there's like mandatory ethics training for select board.
Yeah, people
I saw an email on that.
That's what the email's all about.
Okay.
Yeah.
Act 171, the legislature passed.
I think it might have something to do with the whole why the rules kind of got standardized across the state. I think it was kind of part of the whole legislation was going along with that.
Why they picked me out of the bunch to
email.
No idea.
Somebody give me your name.
Well,
and you have to attend the State Ethics Commission.
We'll probably hear more about
if we
that.
Don't have any employees, the legislative body shall designate one of its members as its liaison to the State Ethics Commission. The requirement went into effect on January 1, 2025. Mm-hmm. So if we don't appoint somebody, it's one of us.
They'll appoint somebody for us.
I guess the three of us could be that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The select board will assume that responsibility.
Okay.
One of us will answer their questions. Good.
They won't want me in Mount Pierre.
They don't like me anyway. So
exactly.
I guess it's going to be you, right?
Yeah, thanks.
Sounds like they
already
did with that email.
Yeah, that's what I thought. We need to schedule a budget meeting.
Yes.
So Mike and I we've got to get our wish list together first, so... So, Mike, it looks like
when's the final date that we have to work from?
The 28th is... January 23rd is the first day that you can sign the warning. And the last day is, I think, I don't know when, but the school board is going to have their stuff either this week or next week to us to put in the warning. So, I'd like to have everything done by the 23rd, 24th, and then maybe the 27th or 28th we could sign the warning.
Okay.
And the hunt's on for a moderator, too.
Oh, Rich is done?
Rich is done. Rich is retired, and I think that he might be away, but he, even if he's here, he doesn't want to do it. So I reached out to Glenn Foster, and Glenn Foster graciously declined. He's retired and doesn't want to.
I see he's
just
retired.
Yeah. I told Rich Teacher, I never thought we'd fight so hard for somebody. I mean, they get to sit by me the whole night. He said, well, that's the only reason I did it for so long. he can't, but I thought Glenn Foster might want to do it, but he said no. So if you guys hear of anybody that would want to, I was thinking of Bob Hilliker, but probably not.
I don't think he'll do it. No. He did it before.
I can't because I need to report on it.
They need to do it.
They pay
once
more
before.
For the day.
Yeah,
yeah. Probably, huh? But
town would pay more than a paper, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, my boss would kick me in the shin really, really, really hard.
I don't want you to get hurt.
You can't report and moderate at the same time, man.
Well, if you guys
think
of
somebody. I did ask him about the town.
Hello. Yeah. Incoming.
Assistant here.
Take it if you need to.
Said that would be all right.
Button on the side will make that noise go away.
There is a training at the end of the month, a town moderator's training that PLCT has, if we could think of somebody.
Wow.
Yeah.
Bob.
Did you do something about getting some decent microphones and speakers for town meeting? Instead of that garbage you've been using, you can't hear it half the room.
I can ask the school. That's their
thing. It breaks away and then comes back and then breaks away and comes back. So
back to our budget meetings.
What day were you talking?
Well, it's the week of the...
No, we should have one next week. We got to have more than one budget meeting. Then.
Right. We're going to have one with Mike, but that will probably hinge on...
Well, she said she wanted to do it on the 15th, which works for me.
Yeah, because that would give us, you and
we
I, Monday.
We can do it Monday or Tuesday.
Me and you, Monday or Tuesday, right? Yeah.
So you want to do it during the day?
Yeah, whatever.
We typically do them like at 8, that way they're...
Okay.
And if Mike's a little bit late, we can start with the general fund budget.
Yep.
What day are you talking here now?
Wednesday the 15th.
Okay.
8 a.m.
And then we can have another one, and then have another one to finalize it officially and sign the warning. So that'll be perfect.
Okay.
Great.
So do you want to set up the other one, the other meetings, or no?
I think we
should wait.
Okay.
I know I have something on the 22nd and the 23rd, I believe. I'll have to double check.
I got a busy month. 24th, 20th, the 24th, and the 29th.
20th, yeah, so maybe we can do it the 21st.
Okay.
Yeah, that'll be okay.
Set up all my doctor's appointments this month.
Yeah.
With them after.
Okay.
Perfect. So I'll send you guys an email.
Okay.
Any other business?
I don't need to send you guys an email, because or should I?
No, I got it written down.
Okay.
All right. No other business? Motion to adjourn.
You don't need an executive session.
Yeah, do they want anything?
So.
Bob or...
Okay.
All right.
Bye.
You did almost do it, I did.
Yeah.